You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. There is a certain kind of birthday experience that was a staple of childhood for lots of people. That experience, it's not a pony. The experience is funfetti, rainbow sprinkles, jimmies, whatever you call them. Funfetti is back, and it is bigger than ever. And it's making everything from cakes to martinis a whole lot more colorful and fun. If you don't believe me, you can just ask Instagram. Or ask Julia Moskin, a food reporter for the New York Times. She recently wrote an article titled "The Funfetti Explosion." Julia, how are you?
Great, thanks.
So let's start with the beginning. What exactly, for those who don't know, is funfetti?
Well, funfetti seems to be a synonym, virtually, for rainbow sprinkles. It is something that I was not familiar with until I went to a very sort of fancy farm-to-table restaurant in Brooklyn, and the cheese course was this beautiful slab of very expensive gorgonzola cheese covered with rainbow sprinkles, like crusted with rainbow sprinkles. And I thought, this is a very strange thing. So I started Googling rainbow sprinkles. And when you Google rainbow sprinkles, you come very quickly to funfetti.
Right. So it's sort of the branded version of rainbow sprinkles?
So funfetti is actually a brand name belonging to Pillsbury. It was introduced in 1988 as frosting first, and then somehow some genius had the idea of putting the sprinkles that came with the frosting in the frosting, and then putting the sprinkles that came with a cake mix in the cake. And right. Obviously, since this was introduced in 1989, the kids who were growing up in the 90s were apparently completely obsessed with funfetti cake. One of the bloggers I spoke to, Molly Ye, who has spent hours and weeks developing a sort of homemade version, said that it was as if chocolate and vanilla suddenly ceased to exist.
Well, I can tell you that my adult brother, who is a little younger than I am, still insists on a funfetti cake for his birthday with no frosting, just the cake. But so there's an element of nostalgia to a sprinkles craze that seems to be resurging, right? What, is there a funfetti comeback?
There's a huge funfetti comeback, mostly because of social media. And, you know, for sort of complicated nostalgic reasons, because of the overwhelming numbers of millennials, who I hope that they are going to start calling themselves funfettials, or the funfetti generation. So that is what has made funfetti so popular. You can see so many images on sharing sites like Pinterest, like Instagram, partly just because, of course, rainbow sprinkles are very photogenic. And many things in the ordinary baking world, like sugar cookies or pound cake, possibly they don't look as interesting as people would wish when the main goal of making them is posting them.
So are you finding, let's talk money here, are you finding that a lot of businesses are capitalizing on this trend? Is it sort of more small artisanal creations?
Well, you have a place, let's say in New York, like the Big Gay Ice Cream Company. Now, they really kind of make an investment in their sprinkles. They custom mix their own blend. They're very careful about the colors. But the fact is that sprinkles are a very cheap commodity product. It's a very cheap way to add this kind of millennial flair and color to your product.
Now, you made, according to your article, a homemade funfetti cake of your own for due diligence. How did you do it, and how did it turn out?
Well, it's easy. I mean, it's really just a white cake mix. I made a very ordinary golden cake, perhaps with one fewer egg yolks than usual. I cannot tell you how beautiful those artificial sprinkles are in the cake.
I have to say, all of this is really giving me a lot more affection for the funfetti generation. Julia Moskin is a reporter for the food section at the New York Times. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Molly.